The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshawn Blyden.
Welcome, Political Bombshell. Rayshawn Blyden here, politicalbombshell.cf. So, are we surprised that states are going to sue to stop the Trump emergency? No, I don't think that we should be surprised by that. We know that they would try to stop him from implementing his emergency, declaring an emergency, national emergency, because they're sick people. So what states? We can already imagine which states. Of course, California would be on that list. Washington, February 18. A coalition of 16 U.S. states led by California sued President Donald Trump and top members of his administration on Monday to block his decision to declare a national emergency to obtain funds for building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. The lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California came after Trump invoked emergency powers on Friday to help build a wall. That was his signature 2016 campaign promise. But as he said before, he's not doing it because it's a promise. It's needed. It's needed. One of the president's job is to protect us from foreign or domestic problems. Terrorists are coming in through the southern border. Drugs are coming in, disease is coming in, yet the Democrats block so we can have more of that. Go figure. Sick people, my friends. Sick. Very sick people indeed. Mainstream's media star defects. It's not journalism. Who defected? CBS Laura Logan calls media mostly liberal in scorched earth interview. I'm committing professional suicide, she says. In a recent interview, CBS News foreign correspondent Laura Logan critiqued the international liberal media while holding up outlets like Breitbart as the opposite side of the coin. Logan spoke to retired Navy SEAL Mike Retlin about a variety of topics on Friday for his Mic Drop podcast. And the conversation eventually turned towards her agreement with Retlin that the media everywhere is mostly liberal, not just the U.S., as Logan lamented that voter registration among journalists shows that the media is out of balance. She came with the metaphor to explain how she believes the press is by the sameness of opinion. She said, Logan continued by saying, President Donald Trump's press coverage is a case in point of how the media produces a distortion by boiling things down so that there's no gray. It's all one way. If it doesn't match real life, Logan said, something's wrong. The conversation went on with Logan citing recent comments from former New York Times executive Jill Abramson, saying that the media has abandoned our pretense of, or at least the effort to be objective. So, wow, she's actually being completely honest, because they've been lost it. Now, what would CBS do with her? Are they going to get rid of her? Are they going to punish her for telling the truth? Most likely they will. inches of snow on Vegas Strip. Rare mega storm could overwhelm LA area. Warren to unveil universal child care plan funded by wealth tax payers. Killer cells raise hope of universal flu vaccine. I ain't taking that ever. I took the flu vaccine a long time ago and I was sick all winter long. Never took it again and I've been fine. Oh, tiny South Africa beats restaurant crowned best in the world. Movie box office revenge hits 8-year low. Low. How low can you go? I mean, base. How low can you go? Let's see here. Combined ticket sales were down sharply even before the worst President's Day weekend in 15 years. Captain Marvel can't arrive in theaters soon enough. That's the refrain across Hollywood and on Wall Street as industry observers grapple with a downturn. Well, if you produce crap, people will not go see crap. My opinion. Alita was great, though, I gotta admit. Out of these three movies that they're showing here, Alita is the only one that I went to see. Alita Battle Angel was awesome. Isn't It Romantic? Don't know what it is. Happy Death Day to You? Did not go see. So, I would definitely say that Alita is the best one there, Battle Angel, because it was amazing. I mean, if you go on Rotten Tomatoes, they argue that the graphic didn't keep up with the action. Boo boo kaka boo boo. It was great. Sick of Rotten Tomatoes. You're a rotten site. Rotten F's. So yeah. Let's see. Alita with an estimated 5-day opening, 41 million to 42 million. Alita came in well ahead of pre-release tracking its domestic launch, given its 170 million net budget. Among other holiday offerings, the Rebel Wilson comedy Isn't a Romantic, estimated 23.6 mil. Happy Death to You, 15 mil. Yeah, so that's that for that. Wake up, Macron will tell Europe in major pre-Brexit speech. Macron. Hamas claims sent bug shoes to spy. What is this? Palestinians say Israel playing with fire by closing Temple Mount gate. Playing with fire. Fire, fire, fire. Fire, fire, pants on fire. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Liars. Justin Trudeau, political crisis widens as top aide and friends resign. He sucked. Plain and simple sucked. Close your mouth, you suck. Suckety, suckety, suck. He sucked, he sucked. IDs tracks troops movement, prompts undesirable behavior. Dem candidates spend holiday in New Hampshire and Iowa. Dems candidates spend holiday in New Hampshire and Iowa. Let's see. You got Harris withholds further comments into alleged attack on Empire actor Warren preparing the universal child care that Jesse Smollett. It's definitely a hoax. His friends that he paid to do that came forward and have proof that was given to the detective as far as I can remember reading. And he screwed it because I think where they live, is it California? I'm not sure. That it's a felony. No, it's not Chicago, I think. It's a felony. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's a felony what he did. And it just proves that that this black life don't matter. I had to say it. Okay, it's not funny. Yes, it is very funny. But seriously, this guy's he's got to be convicted. You can't have people lying because they don't like a president, because they want to paint a picture that Trump supporters are violent and racist, when you know it's the opposite. It's you liberals that's the violent and racist ones, and try to paint a picture of us conservative or Trump supporters or both. So there's nothing new here. Obama quietly coaching 2020 candidates, but no endorsement. I don't really care. Malia's secret social media page. Donald Trump is evil. Donald Trump is evil. Evil. Malia Obama's secret Facebook. Who's Malia? I'm guessing that's one of the kids. I don't know. I don't follow these people. In her last year at high school. Yep, must be. Okay, I don't care. Ask me if I care. No. I would say, honey child, look at your parents in the mirror, because that's evil. Let's see. Force is strong with lightsaber dueling. What is this, a movie or what? I don't know. Let's see here. Master Yoda dust off his French. He must. It's now easier than ever in France to act out the Star Wars fantasies. Okay, because it's fencing. Oh, pretty cool. A LED, this is cool. Actually pretty cool. I want one of these. I want one. I want one. I want one. One. Police officer Felipe Bandai, 49, practiced fencing for 20 years before switching to lightsaber. When a club started offering classes in Metz, the town, okay. How much are these things? He fights in the same wire mesh mask. For fencing, he spent about 350 euros, that's $400, on his protective body armor. Wow. Two from rescue group plead guilty over cats left in trailer. I hate stories like this. Animal abandonment. I don't like it at all. You fail these cats. Two animal rescue operators was likely served 10 days in jail each. 10 days in jail each after they left more than 20 cats abandoned in a tied shut trailer in August. So you're telling me that they're supposed to be animal rescue operators, but yet they left the cats abandoned, and you only give them 10 days each? Did the cats die? Let's see. You got Kristen Biapri, 24. Are you even putting the addresses and everything here? I'm not gonna read that. The remaining 20 counts each of probation. It's not telling me. I'm look skimming through to see if the cat's died, but don't doesn't citizen. Oh, two of them deceased, so two of them did die. And all they get is a 170 days suspension. Don't suspend them, fire them. They're not worthy to be rescuing animals if they could do this. Why would you suspend them? That's gonna help, yeah. All right, you idiots, you fools, you dummies. Dummy. Global warming, global slowdown, leaves growth weakest since financial crisis. The hell up with that. Sperm donor to father 2,500 kids. He must have a lot left in the tank there, buddy. Sperm donor reveals. Oh, he's a plans. He sperm donor reveals plans to father 2,500 kids without getting health check. You can't do that. How could you do that? Come on, get these ads out. That's just not, you can't, how are you gonna do it? A sperm donor is traveling the world in a bid to impregnate thousands of women. The man, who is known only as Joe Donor, insists he's already fathered 100 babies, and in a bid to boost these numbers even further, he has visited Australia to try his luck with women down under. Joe promotes his unconventional services on Facebook. The self-confessed white knight proudly says to keep the women who are hoping to get pregnant. While this may seem extreme, the sperm donor claims that more than half of his clients opt for his arrangement. The method, which is his preferred way to operate, doesn't require clinics to fork out a fee. So he's just doing it just to. Don't know, I don't get this. Wow. Okay. Wow. I don't want to read any more of that. I haven't had breakfast yet. It's exhausting just thinking about what he wants to do. Bad news is good news for stocks again. Don't know. Air quality inside average home comparable to polluted city. I could believe that. I mean, I've been using a diffuser, and it's I think it's cleaning me out because I just feel different, and I just feel it, can't quite describe it. I just know that it's definitely cleaning me out. I know that, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. The sixth mass extinction. Populations of wild animals fall 50%. And again, I don't need to read this article to tell you that people, we are building and building and building everywhere. And the animals, wild animals, have nowhere to go. And we're invading their territory and killing them if they come within our new territory that we took over. And that's what the problem is. Let's see what the article says. What's gone wrong? As the human population has swelled to 75 7.5 billion, our species' massive footprint on the planet Earth had a devastating impact on mammals, birds, reptiles, insects, and marine life. We've driven thousands of species to the edge of extinction through habitat loss, overhunting and overfishing, the introduction of invasive species into new ecosystems, toxic pollution, and climate change. No, not climate change. That's one. Your article sounded legitimate until you brought that in there. Okay. No, not because of climate change. Why does the media keep falling for obvious hoax? Why? Very good question. Very good question indeed. Well, I think that, well, let me know, give my opinion. Let's read the story. Let's read the story. Okay, so Brian York tweeted from at AP, celebrities railed behind Smollett when the alleged MAGA hat attack. Now, with growing evidence attack was hoax, some conservatives have gleefully seized on news. Okay, the national outrage that simmered after actor Jussie Smollett said he was attacked by people shouting radical, racial, anti-gay slurs was fueled in part by celebrities who spoke out long and strong on social media. But the outrage has now been replaced by surprise. I wasn't surprised. I wasn't surprised at all. And doubt and bafflement as the singers, actors, and politicians who came out in support of the Empire Star struggled to digest the strange twist. It's not strange, it's predictable. Some conservative pundits, meanwhile, have gleefully seized the moment. The narrative was just a week ago seemed cut and dry, has become messy and divisive, and it's all playing out on social media. If there was a national outrage over the dubious indictment incident, sorry, it was limited to gullible left-wing journalists, celebrities, politicians, and activists. Okay, I don't need to read anymore. The fact of the matter is, the reason why the mainstream media and celebrities fall for hoax is really plain and simple. It's their warped sense of one-sided behavior. They want to believe that Trump supporters are exactly that. They want to believe, and if you notice, it's always a hoax that's going leaning from left to right, not from right to left. So it's always something, a left-wing agenda, a left-wing incident, a left-wing, one of the things that they would rail against. But the fact of the matter is that most times, and that's just turned out this case, it's always a lie. We know how much they hate President Trump. We know it, and this takes the hate to a new level. When you invoke a hoax just to create more divisiveness, I mean division, you want more people to hate Trump supporters. You want violence against us. I say us because I am a supporter. And so you want violence, you want civil unrest. This is wrong. This is really, really, really evil. And you call us the evil ones. No, you people are sick, demented, twisted, and evil AF. You really are. So you people are the ones who are, you want to incite violence. Look at BLM. Pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. Remember that? Yeah, you, where are they now? Where are they? You know, this is really sick, sick stuff. Really, it's just like this Alabama newspaper editor calls for the return of KKK to clean out DC. I mean, what is that? What? Why would you even? Are you just trying to get fired? Are you that much of an idiot? You are a fool. You're a fool. The newspaper publisher actually called for Ku Klux Klan to the night riot again against Democrats in the Republican Party and Democrats who are plotting to raise taxes in Alabama. I mean, are you kidding me, guy? His name is Goodloe Sutton. Yeah, this is just stupid. I don't want to read this. This is dumb. He needs to be fired. I'm skimming through to see if they fired him or not. It's sick stuff. People are sick. I mean, really? You call him for that? You're sick. You're part of the problem too. You really are. Let's see. In 2015, he ran a headline title, "Selma Black Thugs Murder Demopolite Saturday Night." At that time, the paper had just 3,000 subscribers, so he seems to be some type of sick. He's sick. Okay, why is no one firing this guy? Why is he allowed? The advisors contact the Alabama Press Association, the state trade association for newspapers in the state, to inquire whether or not Sutton and the Democratic reporter were members. We do not agree with the opinion, said Felicia Mason, APA executive. However, APA is not a police, a pop up, they don't police agency. It's not a police agency. We simply have no authority over what our member newspapers publish. So they don't want nothing to do with it. So if people don't cry out over it, then he's gonna just keep doing it. He compared the Klan to the NAACP, a violent organization. Well, they didn't kill but a few people, Sutton said. The Ku Klux Klan wasn't violent until they needed to be. Wow. Yeah, that's sick stuff there. So anyway, Smollett and this guy are part of the problems in society, along with BLM. You really are. Roger Stone apologizes to judge after photo See. Roger Stone apologizes after he posted a photo of the judge who imposed a gag order in his case with crosshairs next to her head. He denies it suggested she should be targeted. Huh. Let's see. Randall Ellison said, "This is both very troubling and remarkably stupid on Stone's part. Twitter has already suspended his account, and this may land him in custody. This is not okay." Yeah, I don't know why he did that. I don't know why he did that, honestly. Yeah. That doesn't make any sense. Okay. Stupid, stupid. Stupid is stupid, dog. That's a stupid move there. That's a stupid move. It really is. Apple executive shakeup readies it for life after iPhone. What's coming after iPhone? Let's see. Life after iPhone. Apple Inc. Looks like the stock is down according to this. 0.22% is shaking up leadership and reordering priorities across its services, artificial intelligence, hardware, and retail divisions as it works to reduce the company's reliance on iPhone sales. The changes, which can be traced back to last year, have included high-profile hires, noteworthy departures, meaningful promotions, and consequential restructurings. Well, it is true, you shouldn't put all your eggs in one basket. You need to branch out. You really do. You gotta branch out. Branch out. In Miami, Trump praises political exiles from Latin America. Blast Maduro, let your people go. Trump threatens transatlantic trade war. Transatlantic trade war. Thousands foreign planes secretly registered in small Texas town. Emoji evidence, overwhelming court cases, just not prepared. Cops impound tractor for drag racing against motorbikes. And that's all she wrote till hump day.
Political corruption in the nation. A new sheriff.
Come on, people, let's go. A political bomb, so come on, people, let's go. A political bomb, a political bomb, so come on, people, let's go.